What an interesting name Orr is. Where does it come from? What does it mean? Who even are the Orrs? Well, the Orr family is a fascinating family. There are many interesting and intriguing stories to be told about them. The members of this family are all unique and have fascinating features, facts, and qualities. The purpose of this podcast is to learn more about a member from the Orr family and to hear all of the stories that they have to tell. I'm your host, Luke Orr, and welcome to More on Orr. Welcome to the first episode of More on Orr. This week, I will be interviewing someone who has seen it all. She was born during war, been married, divorced, worked many different jobs, and had three kids. She has had her ups and her downs, but today, she has agreed to sit down with me and tell me more about herself. But first, let's hear what my mom and brother have to say.
I think Grandma Bob is an amazing person who is always putting her family first.
Then my brother goes on to describe her in three ways.
She's funny, she's giving, and she cares about the ashes.
And with that, we will begin the interview, where we learn more about my grandma and hear the great stories she has to tell. Can you give me a little bit of your basic background, like who you are?
My name is Barbara Ann Orr, but my nickname is Bobby, and I'm not the hockey player.
She doesn't say much about herself, but just to know a little more, she was born in 1943 in Houston, Texas, at St. Joseph's Hospital. She has been married, had three kids, divorced, and worked many different jobs. When I asked about her family when she was younger, she jumped straight into a funny story about her handicapped brother. I'll let her tell you the rest.
He had a leg amputated because he had cancer. And my younger sister, I was a middle child. It was a fun family. I was always laughing. And a couple of incidents with my brother, he was always in a wheelchair, and I would take him around. And one time we were in a store, and this little child walked up to my brother because he didn't have just one leg. And she says, "Where's your leg?" And he said, "Oh, what happened to it? Where is it?" And I just thought that was so funny. But he was real good about it. I mean, he laughed and would do stuff like that. We'd go dancing, and we'd take his wheelchair around the dance floor. I'd hold his hand. It was fun. He was a fun person.
As you can tell, my grandma loves to laugh. Immediately after telling the story of her brother, she tells me about a funny time she can remember with her father.
And my daddy was funny, too. He was a little bitty Italian man, short. He was shorter than I was, because I was five, six back then. And one time, we were sitting, eating breakfast in the kitchen. We had a bar. And then we didn't have air conditioning at the time, and the front door was open. And so we were sitting there, and then this man was driving up in this back black car, and he was hollering, "Help, help, help." And my daddy runs out the door to see what was wrong, and I went to the screen door, and I was watching him talk to the man, and the man rolled down the window because my daddy was evidently asking him what was going on. And so my daddy just came back in the house. I said, "What happened?" And he said, "Well, nothing. The man has a dog, and his name was Help, and he was hollering, 'Help,' because he lost the dog."
She goes on to share another story about her mom, but then I asked her about jobs she has worked in the past. She first talks about how she never went to college, and how her first job was working at a bank. Later, she mentions how she worked with the FBI from 1992 to 2014. I asked her to share a funny story from when she was working with the FBI, and although she said it is an awkward story, she agreed to share it with me.
Well, yes, when I was training to go to Russia, there was one exercise that we had to do. And I was in the passenger seat in the car, and it was a dated car. So they didn't have it was a bench seat. It was no obstruction in a seat whatsoever. So the agent told me that when somebody was going to shoot us with a paint gun, and it hit the window, then he was going to act like he was shot, and I would have to take over the car. So we were driving along, and that happened. They shot us, and he put his hand down. When he put his hand down on the seat, that was my clue to take over the vehicle. Well, I thought, well, the only way I'm going to have to take it over is I'm going to have to just slide over and get in his lap. So that's what I did. And then we went around the corner, and I finished the exercise. And they said, well, you did good. And I said, well, can we do it again? And they said, why? I said, because that's the closest I've been to a man in a long time. And then the agent in the back, he started rolling on the floor, and I asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for my Rotary because you need help.
She doesn't say much about her life when she was married with my grandpa, but I did ask about a time when either my dad or any of his siblings got in trouble. And she tells me about a time when my uncle made her upset and what she did to punish him.
And then there was another time that it was him and the neighbors were selling, they weren't selling, they were collecting newspaper to sell to get money, and also Coke bottles or glass bottles. So one day he came in, and he found a bunch of coat hangers, because I always needed coat hangers because I was always running out of coat hangers for all the family clothes. And he comes in, he opens the door of the den, he throws the coat hangers on the floor, and they're all mangled and all messed up. And I said, well, I can't. I said, Tate, you're going to fix these. He said, no, you fix them, and you go fix my lunch. So I said, how am I going to fix him talking to me like that? So I went in the kitchen, and I got me a couple pieces of bread, and I just tore them up, just shredded them, and put them in a plate. And then I took the meat and cheese, I did the same thing, put it on top of all the bread that's all crumbled up. And then I put his Coca-Cola all over that, and I just mashed it all and mixed it up. And then I opened the door, I said, well, come here, I got your lunch. And he said, well, I can't eat that. I said, well, I can't deal with these coat hangers on the floor either.
I then asked about what her life was like after she retired from the FBI and what she is doing now.
I was retired 5 years. However, I had a little house. I live in the backyard of where my son Michael lives. And they have three children. And that's really a good thing because sometimes they help me, sometimes I help them, and we share food sometimes. It works out really great. We all get along well. After 5 years, I started getting kind of bored with my life. I did some volunteer work at Transtar. I was a tour guide. And so I was at one of the Astro games one day, and I ran into a friend that she was a supervisor in the gift shop at the Astro Minute Maid. And I said, well, how did you get this job? And she said, well, she said, I just put in for it. So I put an application in there to work at the Minute Maid. And it was like a year and a half, 2 years before somebody called me and they wanted me to come in and talk to them about being a 50-50 raffle salesman for the Astro Foundation. So I went in and they interviewed me and gave me a badge, and I've been working in them for the last 5 years. I really like it. It's a fun job, and it keeps you from being bored.
As she describes, she now lives in a small house in the backyard of mine. And to keep herself from getting bored, she works with the Astros at Minute Maid and is known as the number one fan in the family. To finish off the interview, I then asked her if there was one thing she would want people to say at her funeral, what would it be?
Well, just to say what they always say about me, that they have fun with me and I like to laugh.
I have learned so much more about my grandma, more than I had ever known before. I have learned a lot about her life before I was born and gotten to listen to many of the funny stories she has to tell. I have learned that she loves to have fun and has always enjoyed a good laugh. Thank you for joining me this week on More on Ore. I'm your host, Luke Orr, signing off.